Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. Caitlin?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it? Oh, yes. Okay. This is Marianne. Hey, Caitlin, I keep getting this thing that I want an iPad. Is this for real or is this is it true?
It's a chance to win offer. So it's like you pay like a dollar or two to enter. And then at the end of the month, they'll let you know if you won and give you all the information on how you will receive the product.
Because I keep getting the thing that I've won and that it hasn't been, I haven't picked it up. The winner has not picked it up, which is supposed to be me. I just don't want to get roped into having to pay extra money for things. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, it's a chance to win an offer, so... sometimes it says you won, which that may not be the case. What you do is, like I said, you're entering a chance to win. So you'll pay like a few dollars, like a sweepstake offer. And then what happens is, like I said, toward the end of the month, they'll email you, let you know whether you won or not. We do go through United States Postal Service. So if you did win, they'll let you know where you'll receive it and how you'll receive it. But it's not just a you won, so put in your information so we can ship it to you type of thing. No, ma'am. Now, you do have to read the terms and conditions because some of them may be promotional deals. I don't know which one you're on. So I do know some of them are for just gifts, and then some of them are promotional deals, which means you'll receive a gift, but it may enroll you into something else. So you have to actually read it to see what you're being enrolled into or to see if you're just going to receive that gift. Or to see if you're entering a chance to get that gift. So if it's a chance offer, that means you haven't won it, but you could potentially win it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I keep getting a lot of these. And I'm going, I don't know why this doesn't sound right to me. the chances of winning something in the sweepstakes is...
It's a slim chance, and the reason I do say that is because so many people would do it. They do it. It's a fair chance, though, because they don't allow you to keep trying to enter, even if you use a different name or email. If it's that same phone, they won't allow you to keep entering to give other people a chance to enter as well. Yes, ma'am. But it does go based off how many people are signing up. So I understand what you're saying, because if 1,000 people sign up, then, you know, you're not going to feel like you would be the lucky one that'll win it.
Yeah. It says, this has not been, and they need to deliver it to me. It's a dollar to deliver it. I'm going, I didn't enter anything. Why would I win something, you know?
Right. And, you know, for some of them, like, they'll do, like, a survey. You'll enter do a survey, and that's
right.
How you enter
that's
it. Right. So you ask those questions, then it'll let you pick which one you want, which is mostly is like iPads. They have an iPhone one, and it is real because people have received it, but you just don't know what that chance is of you winning it. So it just, like I said, I don't want you to think that, hey, they're just going to send you an iPad in 3 days when that might not be the case. Now, there are people that call in and say, well, it says I won, and they actually did win. But I don't know because they don't tell us or it doesn't come through our system who won, again, to be fair, because they know that we can sign up too. So they don't let us know who wins.
Yeah. Because I don't want to be having this, because if you sign up for things sometimes, and then if you don't back out of that or tell them you don't want it or detach yourself from it somehow or refuse whatever, then you're charged like $55 a month for doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't want to do that.
Yes,
and I already have an iPad anyway, so... What's the point of having two, right?
Well, that's why I always tell people, you always read the terms and conditions. Anytime you're looking on something like an advertisement, they only advertise what they want you to see or what they know you'll be interested in. They'll never advertise a high price for something or, you know, something like that. So it's best to read the terms. There are a lot of good offers that we have, a lot of good offers that other companies have, but it's best to read your terms so you know if that is all on the advertisement. Because sometimes that is not just, was advertised and they see it one purchase and things like that, it could be, okay, well, you made that one purchase, but you'll be getting a monthly charge every month. So that's why I tell people to read it so you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, I read all the terms and conditions and everything. Yeah.
So then if you can it without being charged, it gives you the time frame on that. It'll give you a time frame on, it'll give you a phone number you can call to counsel. All of that would be listed like in your terms if it's something that you'll be signing up for.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.